tell me what to do. I know you got to get your hustle on, so I pray. I understand the game sometimes, and I look
Thank you for choosing the Purple Unicorn Podcast. It's April 5th, and I got some stuff in my mind I need to talk to y'all about. Let's get into it. So, how y'all doing? It's been a minute. I done been on strike, back to work, got fired, and now I'm unemployed again. Boy, shit is fucking stressful, but I think I'm gonna be okay. I'll take that back. I know I'm gonna be okay, so I'm not worried about it. I'm just gonna take this time out and continue working on me. Sucks, and it's tough, but what's the saying? Jesus give his strongest battles to his toughest soldiers. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think I'm going to start with horoscopes. But honestly, I don't know if I really want to. I'm going to do it. Fuck it. What could this be? Make believe. Hope y'all having a good night. A good night. It's cold outside. Ain't it supposed to be springtime shit? I'm looking for my horoscopes now so I can read it to y'all. I got the future. All right, y'all, we're going to start with the good old Aries. You may be overly concerned about a problem now, Aries. Yes, it is a problem, and yes, it does need to be addressed. However, it is resolvable. Even though you may be worried that it will spiral out of control, that may be because it involves someone you find extremely difficult to deal with, and it may appear that this person holds all the strings. That's not so. But that's not so. You have far more leverage than you realize. Allow your grace and intellect to lead you. Don't lose control of your temper and handle it logically. That's all you need to do, Aries. Good old Taurus. You may feel inspired today to do something creative. Despite the pull of creativity, though, you might rationalize that it would not be a wise way to spend your time. After all, you have so many other things to do, right? You may have chores or organizing or a garage to clean up, or, well, the list will never end if you keep thinking about it. Yet you rarely devote time to be creative, and it would be good for you. Even in your muse today, dear Taurus. Gemini, even though the odds of winning the jackpot in the lottery, of winning big at games of chance in the gambling casino are overwhelmingly low, there are hordes of folks who try every single day. They may know that winning is unrealistic, yet they fantasize about what their lives would be like if they did. And after all, someone does win once in a while. You may feel like the odds are stacking against you with something you are thinking of pursuing. You may be true, but in this case, you have both your talent and your intelligence on your side, which greatly enhances your odds, roll, and proverbial dice. Dear Gemini. I wanna. You have been. Oh, I'm sorry. This is for Cancer. My bad, y'all. Cancer, you have been granted the privilege of writing your own horoscope for today, dear Moonchild. Yes, that's right. You can fill in this space in any way that you want to. You can write down how you would like your day to go, and then you can start living it. Wait a minute. You can actually do this every day, at least to the large degree. You can write your story every single day, and you need to be more aware of that. Today, make something happen that's important to you. Remind yourself that you are the author of your life, Cancer. Come on, go back. Leo. You might feel more drawn than usual now to certain interests or hobbies. You may be in the mood to learn more or to be perfect in skill and knowledge. Whether your interest leads simply to fun pursuit or more toward a way to earn additional income, this is the ideal time to give in to that urge. Not only will you enrich yourself with something that will take your intellect and or your talent to a higher level, but you will also meet like-minded individuals who share your enthusiasm. Go for it, Leo. Okay, so next we have Virgo. There are certain... Excuse me, I burped on my bad, y'all. That was rude. Virgo, there are certainly quite a few negative aspects to an endeavor you are considering, dear Virgo. Someone in your life might keep reminding you about that, as if you don't already know. That person's critical viewpoint might be diffusing and diluting your own enthusiasm, though. The more you hear negative predictions, the less excited you are about getting started. Yet, if you are committed to giving it a try, you need to tune that negative voice out. If you choose to try, then try with gusto, Virgo. Fuck that damn hater. How about that? Libra. If you are thinking about creating an office space at home, Libra, this is a great time to do it. Or if you already have an office set up, this is an ideal time to fix it up or rearrange it so that it works better for you. You are in a very dynamic state of mind now and greatly inclined toward becoming more organized and more efficient. Take your time working on this project. Enjoy the process of researching and shopping for the best setup you can afford. This will give you a dedicated space to take your work seriously. Scorpio. You may be feeling very optimistic about money right now, dear Scorpio. Even if you have no news of windfall coming to you or no actual reason to believe that your finances are going to improve, you can somehow just feel that it's going to get much better in the financial section. Of your life. I'm sorry, y'all. Believe in that, dear Scorpio. Act as if it has already happened. Even if it turns out to just be an opportunity to wrench your bank balance, it is a promising possibility. Choose to believe it, Scorpio. I gotta show you how I love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Me, that is all. Sagittarius. A recent burst of energy may have caused you to volunteer for something that you no longer want to do. At the time, you were real rested and enthusiastic, and you thought it would be a good idea to get involved in something new. Now, though, you may be feeling more overwhelmed, more fatigued, and even a bit more cynical. And taking on something big just does not have the appeal that it did. Push yourself anyway, Sagittarius. That's really all you need to do. Once you become invested in this effort, you will realize it was a great idea, Sagittarius. Three more. We got Capricorn. Some of y'all capping asses. A creative project may overwhelm you, dear Capricorn. You may not see yourself as being quite creative enough to make this project as special and important as it should be. Don't put your abilities down. Don't assume you won't have what it takes to create something that stands out. Even if you aren't given to the same artistic impulses that this project will require, that does not mean that you don't have those abilities lying dormant in your spirit. Set yourself free of preconceived expectations and give it a heartfelt try. All of y'all don't cap. Just some of y'all cap. Y'all know who y'all is. I'm just saying. So don't take it offense. Aquarius. You may have recently come upon an obstacle in your path to something you really want. You may feel intimidated and afraid to make the wrong move. If you try to see this roadblock as a creative puzzle, though, you will not only overcome it, you will also enjoy the process of getting past it. You are an innovative individual. Say that 10 times fast. It is something you've never faced before. You can come up with a unique solution for getting past it. Make it fun, and you will not only prove something to yourself, Aquarius, you'll enjoy the process. Anything for you if you just let me. Hey. If you just let me. That's our topic tonight, too. If you just. Last, Pisces, which are Slytherin ass. Hey, that's just only because y'all fish. That's it. Don't take it to heart. Chill out. Know how y'all be getting butthurt about shit. Unusual dreams may be coming to you now, dear Pisces. Whether they are hopeful and mesmerizing or dark and frightening, they have a message for you. First of all, you should not think that this is a problem of some kind, because it is not. You are meant to learn something or realize something, and your dreams are leading you to that. So rather than fearing the nighttime and the odd or unusual dreams you think it will bring, you need to embrace the experience and study what you learn about. What you dreamed about. It could be leading you to a fascinating revelation. And that was the Pisces. I want to know what inspires you. I'm sure you grab and pull from some places. Oh, yeah. Bryson. Oh, so to all the zodiac signs, stay creative, learn new things, and fuck the haters. Bryson Tiller's CD just came out. And honestly, I probably should be playing that in the background, but I'm not. I want to listen to it first because his first couple of songs, the ones he do got out, I don't know. I kind of don't like them. I kind of don't. Not even going to hold you. But I know that I will at some point eventually. So. Hey. The drink of choice for tonight is 1800. Let me make sure I pronounce this right. Cristalino Anejo. Hey, this my shit. I gotta ride my own. Music snippet. With you is where I belong. Hey, 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 that I should know. Something that I should know. All the things that you went through, girl, and I. Hey, tell me how can I right my wrongs?
It's something that I should know. All the things that we've been through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. Oh no. Could it be you?
Okay, focus now.
I have to say home now.
Okay, so the topic of tonight is. I don't even know how to put it into actual words, but pretty much it's okay to allow people in. It's okay to be vulnerable for the right people, okay? So I'm not saying this is my experience, but I'm saying that I have been in this before. And my friends have been through this before. Close family and relatives, which is family, have been through this. Everybody has been through this at least once. When you have somebody and you see so much in them and so much potential of something for y'all, as far as friendship, relationship, anything goes, but that person will not sit back and look at you as who you are and give you the benefit of the doubt or give you a different eye on things. Now, me and one of my friends was talking earlier, and I'm not going to put her business out there. I'm not going to put her business out there, period. But it's kind of like she's at a standstill as far as giving someone a lot of fucks. Now, I've convinced her to give him more fucks than what she normally would give. He better thank me if anything grows into something special. But Jesus, Lord, just why won't you let these men just let us love them? Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, okay, fellas, us homebodies, we don't ask for nothing from y'all. A genuine grown woman is not going to be asking nothing from you except for respect, time, and loyalness. That's all we ask. We're not asking to get our feet done. We're not asking for our nails to be done. We're not asking for money for our hair. We got all of that. We doing that for us anyway. We're not asking for none of that. We're not asking for money on bills. We got that handled. We're not worried about that. What we're looking for, us homebodies, we're looking for someone to spend quality time with to the point of forever. I'm not even gonna hold you, honestly. We just want time. For some people that's dealing with people, when they're with somebody, they're always on the phone. Put your phone down, you know? And I didn't value that part of a relationship until now, of where I am now with this person. We do not pick our phones up unless it's to answer or to Google who's open right now because we're hungry. Or to, you know, watch funny videos with each other. But we do not. It sucks for the ones that always got to ask somebody to put their phone down. It sucks for, and that's for males asking females and females asking males. It really sucks when they don't ask for much. And what we're just asking from you seems like it's too much. or what the homebodies are asking from y'all, it seems like it's too much sometimes. And it shuts us down and it makes us stay in the house. Okay. Now, I've been learning healthy boundaries and I've been trying to implement and practice it, and it's getting me somewhere. But I'm also the type of person that if I gotta give you too much space at some point, I don't want to be around you. But I'm starting to learn that that's not, you don't have to always do it like that. You can give healthy boundaries and still be around that person and all of that. Hold on, y'all. I'm texting. Listen to this song real quick, y'all. Where I leave off at, healthy boundaries. So it's very much possible to still give people their space and be respectful, because baby, first and foremost, I'm not gonna disrespect myself, let alone disrespect you, especially if I fuck with you. So, you know, if it was possible in my eyes, we can date, move in, get married tomorrow. And I can be with you for the rest of my life, especially if I really fuck with you. But you can't realistically move that way. And my therapist is helping me. Yes, y'all, y'all heard therapist. I have started therapy. And it is really helping me control. Anger is helping me control certain emotions. I still click out from time to time. Everybody ain't perfect. But it's a growing process. Or you just started I find it funny that that's the, what's the name? Oh my God, y'all. Okay, so, this song that's about to play is a Lauryn Hill song, because she's live. And when I tell y'all, I feel every word of it. And it's crazy that it plays now, and just listen to it. I'm gonna light my blunt up while y'all listen. Listen to her.
This is crazy, yeah.
Hey, here she go.
This is crazy.
Mm.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Don't ask for much.
This is crazy.
Don't ask for much. We don't ask for much. Scarred. Hey! Hope y'all vibing, cause I am. I have played that song back to back to back to back to back to back to back since I've been fired. So yeah, and it's just a very unfortunate when I'm on the phone with some of my friends and they don't ask for much. We don't ask for much. We go to work, we come home, we take care of kids. We ain't got time to be entertaining extra people, doing extra shit. We're taking care of business, but yet we won't get chose. We won't get chose. And it's very unfortunate. It's sad. Listen here. I hung up being in a dating pool going on 3 years ago because it's dirty ass water. It's piss in the fucking pool, okay? Shit is ridiculous. Just attention. Just want attention. Just want time. Just want pure affection. Just fuck with me. Fuck with me. I fuck with you. It's just sad. And after the conversation I had with one of my friends today, I done had enough. I had enough. Now the sky fall, not even if my boss should call. The world, it seems so very small. Cause nothing even matters. It's real funny that all this music is going with the show. Nothing even, and this is what I do without recording. Sit here, listen to music, smoke, and drink. Spend time when time is needed. And I'm not saying to do it. I'm saying, and y'all know what I mean when I say do it, to have sex. What I'm saying is you gotta get more than just that. It's more than just that out here. Cause I'm flawlessly me when I fuck with you. I don't care how much I embarrass myself. You're going to see me, but everybody is built differently. So it just sucks. It's sad and it sucks. So I hope for all my homebodies, y'all find the person to be a homebody with and y'all bang this shit the fuck out. And live a prosperous, growing relationship. I want to grow. I want to do shit. I want to mature. I'm not mature. I want to mature into something that is golden. And shit. It's out there. It's just, I hope y'all find it. I hope the homebodies find it. All the homebodies. Males, females, whatever y'all like, I hope y'all find it. And that's all I gotta say about that. But what I was about to tell y'all is how Crestor fucked me and didn't even buy me any food first. Let me tell y'all. So, go on strike, come back to work. Nothing is agreed about. Then on top of that, we work, we get our back pay, we get our signing bonus, we work, we get our pay increase, we work. Come, was that February? Yeah, because it was before Valentine's Day. I want to say it was about the Sunday before Valentine's Day. Or two Sundays before. No, it was in January. Damn, have I been off since January? I don't know. But they called on a Sunday. On a Sunday. I got let go on a Sunday. They called and said that we no longer need your services. Your enrollment, your hiring date did not meet the requirements, blah, blah, blah. It was an automated service and hung up. Y'all, I really like that job. I really like that job. It was cool. I'm driving a forklift. I'm driving a tugger. Don't know what I'm going to do every day. Because I'm the type of person, don't give me the same thing to do every day. Because that's going to drive me fucking insane. I swear to God, I need something different every single day. I don't care if I'm learning every single day. I just need to be engaged. And it was always a new job to learn in that motherfucker. I wish they would not have let me go. I didn't get fired because I fucked something up, hit somebody. And then what's so crazy is, on my way out the door in that last week, I want to say it was like 3 forklift accidents. Like, people getting fucked up, getting hit by forklifts. I've never seen so much chaos in my life. And then I talked to my homegirl that worked there. They shipped her to Detroit, which I had no problem with going. I had wrapped my mind around it. Like, fuck it, I'ma just move to Detroit. Start a new beginning, blah, 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 whatever. Y'all, she said that it was another forklift accident in this plant here. And the girl, like, fucked a rib up and some other shit. Y'all, it's crazy. If y'all work in factories, look both ways. Because forklift drivers, especially when it's a truck that needs to be unloaded or loaded during that time, they not going to be paying attention. Nobody fucking walking. We trying to unload this truck and load this bitch up and hurry up and get this bitch out of here. They got a time to go to. Like, y'all just don't understand. And some places, you only have, like, literally all day. It was one of the jobs where they'll give you, like, you get 8 trucks that whole day. Shit, you done by fucking, we got out of there at 3:30. You done by fucking, shit, sometimes you work fast enough, you done by, I want to say, the next break. And the next break was at 1 o'clock. Easy. I'm talking about easy. And even when you done, like, it's still shit that you could do. Because I'm not a person that likes sitting around either. So, I mean, it is what it is. People said maybe it moved out the way for me to actually work somewhere else better. And probably, that probably is the case. Excuse me, that was unladylike, my bad. But I'm going to try to focus on what I got to focus on and figure out what my next step is and go from there. But Chrysler was a cool gig. A lot of positive people in there. Everybody was making money. Like, shit. That was a cool-ass spot. So, I'll find a job. I filled out a couple of applications. I just refuse to give people 12 hours of my fucking day, honestly. It's bad enough I got to give you 10. Like, fuck. Come on. When am I going to have time for me? When am I going to have time to get my nails done, get my hair done, fucking run around to the go to grocery store, pay bills, like, and still get sleep? Work out. Like, come on. God damn. I'm trying to live, not live to die. I know I'm going to, but let me live to live now. Shit. Anyway, I hope y'all have a good night. I'm about to hop off of here. I gave y'all 20 minutes. I only could give y'all an hour when I got other people to talk to. I can't say I keep talking to myself. But y'all hear me. Hey. Y'all have a good night. Be you, be different, and until next time, y'all please be safe and be you. Toodles. from Noodles.
Yeah.